This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the fiscal year 2017 operating budget for the Show Me State.
We got 13 core budget bills done along with the supplemental. Very happy with how that came out. I think it's a good budget. It's balanced.
Missouri's new fiscal year started today. Outgoing Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Senator Kurt Schaefer of Columbia says part of the budget includes changes in health care spending.
A number of years, we've had managed care along the I-70 corridor. All the rest of the state is fee-for-service on Medicaid. But the thing is you've got managed care providers in the I-70 corridor who've been doing it for years, but OA has to go out and do an RFP.
He adds, originally, the University of Missouri would have seen dramatic cuts.
We restored the 6% performance funding for all the institutions from the 2% up to 6% for the rest of them, and then 0% up to 6% for Mizzou. And then on top of that, we put the $1 million back in for the Mizzou campus that the House had cut, and then took the $7.6 million cut for system-wide administration to $1 million.
Senator Schaefer also says Medicaid is getting more money.
The difficulty there is, you know, their entitlements and the dollars are what the feds say you have to pay. And so I still disagree with the policy of committing so much money to just one program. But we tried to be reasonable in light of what we are legally responsible to pay. I would rather spend less on that and more on things like public education. With the legal obligations of what we have to pay in Medicaid, I think we're probably about where we need to be.
During final Missouri Senate debate on the budget on April 21st, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur pointed out funding had been moved away from Planned Parenthood.
But we have a bigger picture that we need to look at as a state. And one of the things I think we sometimes forget to do is look at how the big picture is affected by the actions we take in isolation.
Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City says he thought TANF changes made last year would be reflected in the new budget.
Senator, when we worked on the TANF bill together, it was my understanding, and one of the reasons why I was helpful in that process, was that the savings that would arrive from the reduction in eligibility would end up going to transportation, child care, and moving these families from welfare to work.
Senator Shalone Kiki Curls of Kansas City adds Missouri is last in the country in Medicaid qualification.
A single mom with two kids cannot make any more than $293 a month for her to be able to qualify for Medicaid. And that is one of the reasons as well that many of us have still historically had issues, you know, with House Bill 11. And I realize how much more we're spending on the program. I'm certain that other states have had increases in the cost of their Medicaid program as well, and they're managing. So it has been something we've been concerned about for a long time.
Missouri's fiscal year 2017 operating budget totals $27 billion. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.